When will Lord Gaurahari appear in my heart? And when will he lovingly place his lotus feet there? My dear devotees, his golden effulgence eclipses the splendor of 1,000,000 lightning flashes, and his face is so stunningly beautiful that the full moon of autumn wants to hide an embarrassment immediately after it has risen. My dear devotees, my Lord Gauranga's eyes are like two bumblebees who feel irresistibly drawn to land on the glistening lotus flower of Lord Jagannath's smiling face. And he ecstatically chants the holy names of Lord Krishna. He is tossed about in high waves of ecstasy in the ocean of love. Did you know that streams of tears flow from his eyes as wave after wave draws him deeper into the kirtan of his own names and qualities? When my Lord Gaurahari dances, the restless movements of his feet amazes even Lord Shiva, the Lord of Dance. And the dust which rises from the earth covers him like her offering of flowers, nectar. Again and again he calls out with his hands, gesturing towards the Lord, O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Mukunda!
O Mukunda!
O Murari!
O Murari!
O Vanamali!
O Vanamali!
Where are you now?
Where are you now?
The light of his toenails uproots the darkness in the heart of everyone in the universe who remembers him even slightly, and brings waves of bliss from the ocean of love. His compassionate words, "Oh Manoha, you do such nice service," and his glances, "Oh Gokrishna, be encouraged." His compassionate words and glances completely drive out all the fear of material existence. Lord Gaurahari is more purifying than the celestial Yamuna. He is more sweet than Madhvika nectar and more cooling than the winds from the Ganga on a hot summer night. Like a mother who does not distinguish between her various children, he is full of affection for everyone who turns to him. When will that Lord appear in my restless mind, which is occupied with the apps on my smartphone? Sorry, this is also not here. When will that Lord appear in my meditation and lovingly place his lotus feet in my darkened heart? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. My dear devotees, Sri Vaspandi was so fortunate to always have the association of Lord Chaitanya. He was with him when the movement of Gauranga was not yet there. He prayed every day to Vishnu when he saw Nimai Pandit. Make this Nimai Pandit a devotee, please. Little did Srivas know that his Lord was only playing the role of a scholar. When Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya after his total transformation and needed a place to start the kirtan, Srivas Pandit was the first who came forward and said, "I don't fear any Muslim reaction. Come with all the devotees in my house and let us have kirtan." Srivas Pandit was there when finally Lord Chaitanya's movement came to prominence after the Lord had convinced Kazi to cooperate with the kirtan movement. He was there when Lord Chaitanya drank water from that impossible unclean pot, signifying that the water from his devotees is more purifying than Ganga. Many miracles took place in his house. And today I want to tell you only one. Once there was kirtan. This shows you how the Gauranga mood was. And during this kirtan, a tragedy happened in one of the houses, which was just a little distant from the kirtan hall, but it belonged to Srivas Pandit's estate. The son of Srivas Pandit, who had for a long time been ill, died during this kirtan. And his mother, Malini, and the other women of the house were there, and they cried uncontrollably. A message was sent to Srivas, who was in the kirtan of Lord Gauranga. "Come quickly, a tragedy has happened." And already feeling what could be the cause, Srivas Thakur immediately left the kirtan and went into that house. And there he saw his own son lifeless on the bed, and his wife and the other woman crying uncontrollably. Do you know what Srivas Pandit's reaction was? He said, "Don't cry. He has left the body when the Lord of Vaikuntha was dancing in our house. What could have been a better time?" Just, my dear devotees, imagine that someone would now come with a serious face in the temple and tip on the shoulder of one of the grihastas and said, "A tragic news has happened." And when the grihasta man, I don't want to even give names at this point because it would be very inauspicious, would come home, he would see his wife uncontrollably crying, her hair opened, and she would be on the floor. And then the most terrible news, his own child would die. How much shocking this was. Srivas Pandit was so faithful that he said, "Don't you see that this is highly auspicious? There was kirtan." I remember once in Radhadesh doing Guru Puja. I was not there. Was it in Radhadesh or maybe it was in the mountain?
Wow! Jagannath. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. This is serious.
During Guru Puja, one devotee, it could have been Prabhupada Desh, fell down. Then the devotees carried him up, I think it was around the days, and he left the body, no?
Yes.
Here. This is something. Gaura Artik even.
After all Sankirtan meeting and bliss for Kirtan, Srimad Sankirtan, and then
why am I not so fortunate? He was very blessed. So Shiva's Pandit had, I don't know, maybe there were mixed emotions. Oh, sad that he left so unexpectedly. But I think one little voice in our chest must have been, wow, this is very fortunate. So Shiva said, if you continue to cry, then Lord Chaitanya will get news of it, he will stop his kirtan, and then I will jump in the Ganga and drown myself. Hare Krishna. Oh. So the women didn't dare to cry outwardly, but their hearts were bleeding. Meanwhile, in the kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, knew everything. And he said, why don't I not feel the bliss which I ordinarily feel during kirtan? Some tragic thing has happened here. The devotees told him, Srivas Thakur's son has died. Then Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. Why has Srivas Thakur not told me this? I'm like a family member, and he keeps this information from me. Oh, he said, oh, alas, how can I ever leave a loving devotee like Srivas Thakur? All the devotees who heard this last sentence, how could I ever leave, felt at that moment ice-cold fear grabbing their heart, because they understood the Lord was considering to leave Naradvip. This would be their sure death. It would be like the soul leaving the body, like this, what just happened. And they felt fear, they shuddered in fear. Lord Chaitanya immediately went with the devotees to the sun, to Shiva's Thakur, Shiva's in this house, and said, placed his hand on his chest and said, why have you left so soon? It is normal that the parents first go and then the child goes, but you have first gone, leaving your parents. So the boy said, my dear Lord, I am not free to come and go. This is all ordained by you. You have given the order, and no one has the power to move your order even a millimeter to the left or right. Everything happens exactly according to your wish. So he began to speak. I mean, imagine he had just left the body, all the devotees come in, Mahaprabhu just captured him, put his hand on his chest, and he rises. And it's not a horror movie or something, but it's real. And he starts to speak about the eternality of the soul. This happened once in Vrindavan. Not far from where I am, there is an open field, and devotees camped on that field. And one lady, about 80 years old, who had gone on Brajman Parikram and camped for the night there, left the kirtan. Then the devotees said, this we don't accept. And they went to where the lady was. She had died. They sat around her and performed kirtan. And after half an hour, the lady came back to life and sat up. And all the devotees went, ah! But it was not a ghost. It was the lady who had returned in kirtan. So this, something like this happens often. And then the boy said, "But my Lord, my time is over. Now allow me to go. I was very grateful to be the son of Srivastava and Malini. But I had many parents before. Now let me continue my journey." Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Tathashtu." And when the parents saw and heard this miracle, all the panic left their hearts, because they did understand that their son was really only the son for an ordained period of time. He was meant to move now onwards, and they wished him well. Then Lord Chaitanya took the boy, the dead body, and gave him his last bath. He went with all the devotees into Mother Ganga's cooling waters, and while the kirtan was slowly going on, he gently moved him like this and bathed his body, which was covered with the sweat. At that time, another miracle happened. The waves of the Ganga parted. A golden chariot drawn by four dolphins came on the chariot, dressed in a sari the color of effulgent moonlight. Was Ganga Devi herself. She alighted from the chariot. She went to Gauranga and lovingly helped him to bathe Srivastava. At that time, no one had any doubt that this fortunate soul had returned back to Godhead. And lovingly, they chanted, "Jai Gauranga!
Jai Gauranga!"
Yes, they chanted, "Jai Gaurahari!
Jai Gaurahari!"
Yes. When we hear this pastime, which is to be recited when a Vaishnava leaves the body, all anguish leaves the heart. This is a very important pastime, my dear devotees. It is read or sung at the departure, when someone has just left and the body is still there. Srivastava was the typical devotee. He dedicated his mind, his body, his home, his family, and his friends, all his belongings, in the seva to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His understanding was, nothing is mine, everything is belonging to my Lord, and I should satisfy my Lord with my property and all I have. There's a beautiful song in this connection by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Manasa deho keha yo kichu mora arpilu tuva pade nandakeshora. It means mind, body, family, sons and daughters, whatever else is mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. Then Bhaktivinoda says, Sampade vipade jivane marane daya mama giratua o padavarane. In good fortune, and in bed, in life and in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by accepting those feet of yours as my shelter. Wonderful. Then he sings, slay me or protect me as you wish, for you have absolute ownership of your eternal servant. Like this opera, pari vida, no? I'm trying to imitate. If it is your will that I be born again, then may that birth be in the home of your devotee. May I even take birth as a worm, as long as I remain your devotee. I have no desire for a birth as a Brahma if I'm averse to you. Father, mother, beloved son, Lord, guru, and husband, you are everything to me. Bhaktivinoda says, O Krishna, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my very life and soul. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful. What an example to follow. Shivas Thakur believed there's nothing left that I call my own. Nothing. But what is with this Artic plate? The Archman pot. Listen very carefully. Shivas Thakur performed every day puja after his Ganga bath early in the morning when he came to his home. During this time, Nityananda stayed at his home, and his wife Malini served him in many ways by bringing him the foodstuffs, washing the clothes, and taking care of the Lord just like a mother would take care of her son. Once Nityananda came happily into this room and saw Malini crying. "Why do you cry?" said Nityananda. "My husband has given everything for the service of Krishna. But shouldn't he keep his Archman pot for his daily puja? This morning a crow came and cruelly was stealing the Archman pot, thinking it's some eatable. And now my husband cannot do his puja, and he is not happy about it." "Oh," said Nityananda, "no problem. I'm the super soul in everyone's heart." Imagine what a statement. "I'm the super soul in everyone's heart, directing the wanderings of all living entities." And joyfully he called, "Crow, come and bring the Archman pot." And soon a huge monster crow, not monster, a huge crow came carrying the Archman pot in its beak and threw it before Malini and left. Malini looked, "My God, I knew, Nityananda, that no one can understand you, but we have heard that you are the self-same Mahavishnu who expands into Chirodakarshai Vishnu and then into Chirodakarshai Vishnu in the heart of all living entities at the Super Soul. I'm so come, never leave our house, please promise. It's good to have you here." This was Shiva. This was the interactions which went on in this house. Now Shrivas Thakur, believe it or not, was an excellent singer. He was already 58 years old at that time, but his voice was okay. It was very good, and he sang with the right mood. When Nityananda and Chaitanya danced, they needed the right mood. I think you can understand. When there's a wild dance, you can't sing Hare. You have to be a little like yesterday when there was the procession. We needed some strength in the kirtan. No? So he knew exactly the matching mood, and he would sing in the right mood. He was there singing in the Nadia procession, which we told about. He came yearly to Jagannath Puri, and he was dancing around the temple. He was, as I said, very old, but when he danced, this was something. He danced at the Ratha Yatra ceremony and sang. Now in Nadia, every morning he had the following routine. Very early, he rose. I read today the Bhagavata, that this early rising is very good for Prabhupada makes wrote extensively about it. It's very good for spiritual life. There is a certain energy when it's in the atmosphere when it's early. It says during this time God breathes life into all those living entities, and he breathes enlightenment into those who are up and perform spiritual activities. So if you sleep during this time, you are also benefited because the Lord gives life to your body. But when you are up during that time, it is very good for your spiritual enlightenment, and especially, of course, when you are doing spiritual practices. So he took an early morning bath. Then I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Then immediately before doing his puja, he did his puja afterwards, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. He came through the... remember his house, how far was it away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house?
100
bolegs. 200 bolegs. Almost. 200 bow legs. How big is a bow? A good size bow? I mean, big guys are short. So they can't have the huge bow, but 200 is not so far. Like maybe Hrida Chaitanya Prabhu's apartment in the guest house. Very close. So he took his bath and then went to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he worshipped him. He was just at the distance. He said prayers every morning. He looked at the beauty of the Lord with unblinking eyes, and then he left and did his puja. Now one fateful morning, this gets very dramatic now. I request you to really, this will, maybe some of you will cry. One morning, it was still dark, Srivas Thakur lovingly came to the property of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw outside, at the door, someone dressed in white, crying uncontrollably. She was lying on the ground. It was Mother Sachi. He quickly went, "Mother, Mother, what is? Some tragic has fallen on this house." Mother Sachi came back to sense and said, "My life has gone from this house. I'm dead now. My husband has left. And now the only cause of my life has left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. He will never return." You know, in the old times when a man took the renounced order of life, he would leave the house and the village. Then he would take a stick and draw a line, meaning, "I will never cross this line again and go back into my home." He was as if dead. You know, when a dead, when someone dies, they don't return home normally. "Now you all Vaishnavas, you take possession of this house. I have no use for this house. Everything here belongs to you only." So this was the declaration of Mother Sachi. Srivas began to cry like a child because he remembered what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said when his own son had died. Welcome, welcome. Please come and sit with us. He remembered that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was not informed, had by Srivas that there was the death case. He said, how can I ever leave a servant of mine who is so dedicated to me that he doesn't want to disturb the kirtan even when his son dies? So now Srivas knew all this while Srivas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had this idea in his mind to take sannyas and leave all those who were dear to him. And he remembered the previous evening. My dear devotees, this is a memorable evening. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moon of Nadia, he was so effulgent like the moon, sat on the banks of the Ganga, surrounded by his devotees who were around him like the stars which are surrounding the moon. And he had talked with everyone and laughed. At that time, many people came and garlanded him like this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one of the other garlands and garlanded the other person back and said, chant Krishna's name always. Remember Krishna always. Krishna is your mother. He is your father. He is your guru. He is your best friend. And saying this, he would empower them to chant. Everyone came, even the critics who had talked with foul language about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and they all garlanded him and their garland. And Srivas felt this looks like a goodbye ceremony. But he didn't dare to think that Lord Chaitanya could actually go the next morning to the bathing ghat at the Ganga. It was in January, very cold in the morning, and swim over the Ganga to never return to all those who loved him. Up to this day, this bathing ghat is called Nirdaya, no mercy. No mercy. Srivas cried like a child when he heard it. Even his enemies were moved to tears. And when he heard that Mahaprabhu had taken to the robes of the sannyas, he just couldn't tolerate to stay in Navadvipa any longer. He left Navadvipa for good and moved to Kumarhatta, the birthplace of the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also others like Shivananda Sena and Vasudev Datta settled nearby and had a circle of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Until the end of their lives, there they lived in Kumarhatta in sadness. And when they left, and their family members left, their families became extinct. Because without Chaitanya, without the Lord, they could not imagine to live. Death was preferable to even one day more in this world without the association of the Lord. But let us end this katha on a happy note. Otherwise, we will cry during the night. Or something like this. Srivas did see Lord Chaitanya. Every year, He came with his wife Malini to Puri, where he stayed for an entire 4 months. I have also stayed in the last months of these 4 months in Jagannath Puri. My dear devotees, there are so many devotees staying during this. It's called Chaturmasya period, and performing different spiritual activities. The whole streets are full, not with places to drive, but there are pandals, you know, these open tents, and everywhere a kirtan is going on. Everyone is so absorbed in the Lord, you have no idea. Once I was invited to stay with the king of Puri, but I said, I'm a monk, I can't stay in a palace. I come for one night. So I came for the night, and it was really wonderful. I will never forget it. The king invited me for a night dinner, and we all made ourselves comfortable before banana leaves, which was on the floor, with beautiful servings of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasada. So we were all sitting there, and I thought it would now start. The prayer had been said, and we would now eat. But there was silence. My mouth was developing saliva, getting ready, and I looked. I didn't want to start before the king, you know. So I looked at the king, and the king looked at me. Silence. Then the queen looked at me. Silence. Then the princess looked at me. Silence. Then the Yuvaraj, means the prince who would become the next king, looked at me with questioning eyes. Do you not notice anything? Sorry, I'm a little uncultured. Why don't we eat? They said, because of you. Oh, I said, what do I do wrong at the moment? You sit higher than the prasadam of the Lord. There's the leaf plate, and heaped on the leaf plate is the food from the altar of the Lord. But you have put a blanket under your sacred behind, and now you are higher. How can you sit higher than what is given to the Lord? This is arrogant. This is outside of the tradition. Sorry, you just need to tell me. And I just removed the blanket, the sinful blanket. I never looked at it again. And took my prasadam, sitting a little lower than the small half a millimeter big high banana leaf, you know. Everyone in Puri is very conscious of the Lord, even the king, even the prince, even the unmarried princess, and so on. It's really a wonderful place. So every day Lord Shiva came with his wife to Jagannath Puri, and helped Lord Chaitanya in his kirtans. When the Lord wished to dance, he selected mostly 10 singers, and Srivas Thakur was always amongst the singers. Then the Lord danced really. There are 4 dance styles which one day when we are more advanced I want to introduce. One is the Udanda dance style. It means you jump like a stick which is catapulted in the air. You don't stop where the chandelier is, but go higher and then boom, fall down. You land on your feet and not anywhere else. Then there is the Parimunda dance, the Viraha dance, and then is the Chakra dance. At that time, the dancer dances like a moving wheel, a cartwheel, which goes with lightning speed. When Lord Chaitanya danced this dance, he perspired, he trembled, and he shouted, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
So once this amazing dance, which only the Lord could perform, I heard he sometimes would dance in a way that his feet would curve under his neck, backwards, I can't even say, and touch his head, and that he would roll like this. Very creative. And so it happened once that the Lord went into total ecstasy and took to all these forms of dancing. When this happened, all devotees came and surrounded him, spellbound, mesmerized. And they followed Lord Chaitanya as he gestured when he danced, giving his wordless message to all those who were around. Now, because there was such a crowd, there needed to be protection. And there were three circles built around him of men dancing but holding each other like this as to hold back the pushing crowds. The first circle was headed by Nityananda himself, the second by Mukunda and Kashishwar, and the third circle, which was directly holding back the crowds which pressed back, was commanded by King Pratapa Rudra and his general Harishchandan. Can you imagine? They were strong Kshatriyas. King Pratapa Rudra, in order to prove that he is king, had to go with a little knife into the jungle and face a tiger. These were the kings of the old times. They were not pussycats. English word. They were strong. Like Bhima. No, Bhima is a different category. But though they were holding it, but as Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the inner circle, Srivas, who was in the second circle, was looking and Pratapa Rudra wanted to also see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. So Harishchandra, his general, tapped Srivas politely on the shoulder. Move aside, the king is here. Srivas shoulder was a little, he was strong, this Harishchandra. Srivas felt highly irritated. Who's? He must have known that the king was there. But finally, he got so disturbed that he took his exalted hand and just turned around and slapped the cheek of Harishchandra so that there was a handprint on the cheek. Now, this you don't do to a general. I mean, these generals, they fight like his ego came up a little, and he just wanted to do something. When Pratapa Rudra, the king, said, "You are so fortunate, you are touched by the lotus hand of Srivas Pandit. I wish I would be similarly fortunate. Do not act out of ego, but consider this the amazing mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which has reached you through his wonderful devotee Srivas Thakur." Harishchandra cooled down and could see the point. Let me just turn. When do we stop? Quarter to, or when do we stop? I wanted to, just so that tomorrow we can end this katha, talk about something else about Srivas Thakur. One day, and this shows how intimate his relationship was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, One day Srivas came to Advaita Chandra, Advaita Acharya. It was, you know, they would meet in the morning, and many devotees would come. They would organize a sankirtan through Puri. So all the devotees came, and Advaita Acharya said, "Before we go, I want to introduce a new kirtan. This time we will not sing the names of Krishna. This time we want to sing the names of Lord Chaitanya." Now all the devotees became afraid, because Lord Chaitanya had strictly forbidden that he was worshipped as Krishna. He strictly forbade that someone addressed him as Krishna. He would close his eyes and ears and chant Vishnu, 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 to just dispel all this unfortunate vibration, you know, you are the Lord and so on. Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. So they looked at Advaita Acharya, but because Advaita Acharya's second name is Advaita Singha, the lion Advaita. He was an old man with white hair and beard. He looked really like a lion. No one dared. Don't mess with Advaita. You know, so Advaita started the kirtan. Jai Shri Gaura Sunna.
Jai Shri Gaura Sunna.
Karuna Sindhu.
Karuna Sindhu.
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Rai.
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Rai.
You're not afraid to sing this, huh? Jaya, you should be afraid, because soon something will happen. Jaya, Jaya, Samprati Jaya.
Jaya, Jaya, Samprati Jaya.
Navadvipa Purandara.
Navadvipa Purandara.
Sarana Kamala Deha Jaya.
Sarana Kamala Deha Jaya.
Glories they sang to Lord Gaurasunda, the ocean of mercy. Oh, glories to the Lord of Vrindavan. They indicated the non-difference between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, glories to he who has recently advented as the Lord of Navadvip. Please give me shelter at your feet. And when this kirtan started and became louder, and the devotees began to dance ecstatically, Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard it, and he came rushing to the spot. And he stopped the kirtan and said, "Stop! Have I not taught you to sing only the names of Hari? Why have you now brought me and you into disrepute and shame by singing my name?" And saying all this nonsense, Lord of Vrindavan is the same as the Lord of Navadvipa. Everyone was really afraid, because if Gauranga Mahaprabhu was angry, you know, when the Lord becomes angry, he becomes Nrisimhadev. Piercing eyes. Great, you know, the anger of God is something, you know, we should all fear. Only one man kept smiling. It was Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit made like this. Lord Chaitanya looked at him. He looked more intensely. "You are a Pandit, you are a scholar, your name is Srivas Pandit, and you behave now like..." Okay. What does your gesture indicate?
Srila said, my Lord, you cannot hide yourself. Just like a sun, the sun cannot be hidden by the hand. It is ridiculous to try to hide the sun with the hand. In the same way, you can never hide yourself before your devotees. At that moment, when this was going on, 3 kirtan parties came on that place. One from Tripura, the mountain area, another from Bengal, and the other from Bangladesh, from the place called Chittagong. And they all sang, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari,
Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari,
Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari,
Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari.
Again they did the forbidden act, and you followed them. Lord Chaitanya just shook his head, and he went back into the Gambira and closed the doors behind him and took a rest. Shivas was affixed in his devotion to Lord Chaitanya. He was no one else than the Bhakti Shakti of the Lord, Narad Muni himself. Narad Muni once said, I have traveled through Vaikuntha, but I could not find the Lord on his throne. I found all of Vaikuntha empty and deserted. However, I learned that the Lord had come to Nadia, and this gave me great happiness. So I came as Shiva's Pandit. Shivas gave the best. He gave his counsel. He gave his companionship. He shared the sorrow and the derision. Derision means the spot, the offenses which were done against Mahaprabhu in the early days. And he also shared the joy of spreading the movement of Chaitanya. His loyalty, his faith, his strength of heart is always to be remembered. He is the leader of all the Vaishnavas in the Panchatattva. We are followers of Sri Vastako. Therefore, I request you to join me by lovingly chanting Shrivas Thakur ki
Jai,
Shrivas Thakur ki
Jai,
Shrivas Thakur ki
Jai,
Gaur Premanandi. There is one verse about him. Ki baliba Shrivasera udara charita Janhara charana duli sangsara pavitra. What can I really say about the great characteristics of Shrivas? The dust of his lotus feet purifies the entire world. Krishna. But tomorrow we will hear about another pastime of Shrivas Thakur. It's the miracle of the seed. What the miracle of the seed is a well-kept secret which will be explained tomorrow in relationship to all of our lives. But I will not talk about this today, and also not give you any hint, because it's a surprise. I request all of you to now turn to the altar, which will soon open.